Quill has lived on the Red Pine Reservation in Minnesota her whole life. She knows what happens to women who look like her. As she trains for the Boston Marathon early one morning in the woods, she hears a scream. When she returns to search the area, all she finds are tire tracks and a single bearded earring. Things are different now for Quill than when she was a lonely girl. Her friends Punk and Galen are two women who don't know what it means to quit. Her loving husband Crow and their two beautiful children challenge her to be better every day. So when she hears a second woman has been stolen, she is determined to do something about it, starting with investigating the group of men working the pipeline construction just north of their homes. As Quill closes in on the truth about the missing women, someone else disappears. In her quest to find justice for all the women of the reservation, she is confronted with the hard truths of their home and the people who purport to serve them. As Quill puts everything on the line to make a difference, the novel asks searing questions about bystander culture, the reverberations of even one act of crime, and the long-lasting trauma of being considered invisible. This is Karen Ray. Please join me for Marcy R. Rendon's Where They Last Saw Her.